The letter appeared in the newspaper last week, and the author asked the following somewhat rhetorical questions of the readership. Whatever happened to freedom of speech? John Rocker's constitutional right to say what he wants, when he wants, without being punished for it. Mr. Rocker, you'll recall, is the pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, who is suspended from baseball for 2.5 months as a reprimand for racist and homophobic comments he made to a reporter for Sports Illustrated. Here's the quick answer for the letter writer raising freedom of speech issues. The Constitution won't step in to save Mr. Rocker from himself. Because Major League Baseball, quite simply, doesn't have to live by the Constitution. Major League Baseball isn't the government. The First Amendment promises lots of things. Freedom of the press, freedom of religion, and freedom of speech. But here's how it promises those things. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the entire amendment. An edited version pertinent to these facts, Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech. And that first word is key to any interpretation of the amendment. Congress. It's Congress that must not punish speech under the Constitution. The First Amendment doesn't say a thing about private enterprises like Major League Baseball. They can punish people for speaking as much as they'd like. Even though the amendment explicitly prohibits only Congress from making any law abridging freedom of speech, courts understand that word to include any branch or agency of government. The president, the IRS, a state university, city hall, all must abide by the First Amendment. When it's been in an especially expansive mood, the Supreme Court has stretched the concept of state action even farther, covering private citizens who act with the apparent blessing of the government. A privately owned restaurant leasing space in a government building, for example, or a company-owned town that appeared outwardly to be an ordinary public village. Sure, baseball is America's pastime. They play the national anthem before baseball games, and the president often throws out the first ball on opening day. But Major League Baseball, even by a seventh-inning stretch, isn't a government agency. Whatever its hallowed place in American culture, baseball is ultimately only a game and a business. And policing the behavior of its participants is the work of the owners and the unions, not the courts. Just ask another controversial figure from American sport, Jerry Tarkanian, the towel-chewing basketball coach. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a constitutional attack on his suspension. It found that the NCAA isn't a state actor subject to the Constitution. So, like the fabled lunch, speech is never really free. Whatever happened to John Rocker's constitutionally guaranteed freedom of speech? He has it, but it doesn't affect the actions of Major League Baseball. The First Amendment, powerful as it is, does nothing to shield a speaker from the embarrassment of saying something stupid and the cold shoulders of disapproving neighbors, coworkers, or even bosses. I'm Amy Guida.